The backside of some buildings along Niagara Street, visible from the 190, were the latest section of the city to be tagged with big, chunky lettering in several colors. The mayor announced that the city is partnering with businesses along a stretch of Niagara Street between the 198 and the Peace Bridge in this latest cleanup effort. But Mayor Brown says the problem is under control.
No, I don't think it's gotten out of hand at all. The anti-graffiti unit has done an excellent job. We've armed citizens, block clubs, business associations with materials to clean off graffiti themselves. Citizens have been chipping in, doing a great job.
The mayor picked up a roller and dipped it in gray paint, assisting volunteers to help cover up the graffiti.
But it is a constant effort to stay vigilant, to when it goes up, to clean it off, to try to apprehend those responsible, and to get citizens involved in the process of cleaning off graffiti themselves.
A few blocks away, graffiti vandals hit another building off Niagara Street at Albany Street. So far, the city's anti-graffiti unit has cleared more than 5,000 square feet of graffiti, with more to come. Eileen Buckley, WBFO and AM 970 News.